in the old time, they didn't bear. They made haystacks. They tuck a wagon. What they do to go out on the, was nothing but hot land farmers mostly. Then they needed some, had one or two of them their cows and their mules. They take a long stick, old tree or something, a small one about this size, and they'd cut it, oh, about 10, 12 feet high. Let's say about 15 feet, and they'd take a post hole there and put it about 3 feet in the ground, 3 or 4 feet in the ground. And they go out on the headlands, on the thorn rows where they were throwing, you know. And they always had quite a bit of grass and they would cut it. Go along there, they had a mowing machine. They would cut it. They would come back and they had what you call a mule rake. It had a little thing with a bunch of forks. And you would let it down and you would go in it just with passing. Rake it up when you would get it full. You had a foot that you'd mash on it. That thing would go up and it'd leave you a pile of hay. When you get through it, when your hay would dry, about a day or so after, you come back with your wagon. And you load it on your wagon. And you go back where you put that stick in, and you start putting it around that stick. Mm-hmm. And as you go, you just keep throwing it higher and higher. And by the time you finish, it'll be almost to the top of the stick, but by the time it's settled, it'll be about halfway. So if you just would put it up on the old haystack like that, them old cows would go get up under that. Some of them would have calves or something during the winter. Going that, if you didn't watch it close, it would fall on them, you know. They'll eat to the bottom. And the thing just would collapse on them and you'd lose a calf or something like that. Sometimes the cow would come out, but you lose the calf. But by putting that stick, it would hold the hay up.
What about a building or a part of the building where you would store your corn?
Well, you had a, or where you would feed your mules. You usually had a, let's say if you had four mules, you had a, four stalls, one to put each one of your mules in. That's, that would be on the left side, or the left or right side of your barn. You'd put your four mules there. And then you had your hole where you could put your wagon and stuff. And then, let's say if you had your stalls on the left side, but on the right side you had your place to put your corn. Then, you always had upstairs, a little upstairs there if you wanted to put you some hay. Mostly what we used that upstairs for it was back when we started picking cotton. The cotton would be green and we couldn't put it in the wagon, so we had to put it upstairs and let it dry until we get a bale. It takes something like 4 days to pick a bale, you know, before it's open. And you go pick it green, it would mild you. So what we do is just take it and pull it upstairs in the barn and just let it dry out.
The place where you kept your corn was the what? The corn?
The corn crib.
Did you ever have a place where you would store grain or a part of the building or anything like that? Like rice, they keep that now. Where do they dry it, you know?
Now?
Yeah, they got a, would you call that a granary? You
know, they got rice drawers. Rice drawers. Well, they call them bins.
Mm-hmm.
They got these bigger.
They're not bigger than a bin, though.
They might hold about 3,500 barrels, most of them. You seen this big old thing out there when you just
coming in? Yeah, coming in.
Yeah, coming out.